Love them or hate them, roundabouts seem to elicit strong feelings among drivers. Regardless of where you fall, the number of roundabouts here in the state is on the rise, which is why transportation officials want to make sure drivers know the rules when navigating them. The State Department of Transportation released a tutorial video this week that uses the two-lane roundabout in Lee as an example of what to do and what not to do behind the wheel. Bill Oldenburg is the Assistant Director of Project Development for the Department of Transportation and is an authority on roundabouts, I think it's fair to say, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why did the department put this video together?
After the Lee roundabout was constructed and complete and all construction activities were out of the way, it was about last June 2016, we noticed some driver behavior that didn't go away as people drove through the roundabout.
What was some of that behavior?
People were failing to yield when they entered to traffic that was already in the roundabout. Because it's two lanes, we saw people that if there was a car on the inside lane, they would enter right next to it on the outside lane. That's not good because you don't know where that car on the inside lane is going to exit. So you should always, as the signs say, yield to both lanes of traffic in the roundabout. Well, we repeatedly saw that. We used, as in the video, we used drones to monitor traffic. We could see how cars entered, how cars went through, and how cars exited. One of the other driver behaviors that we noticed was people changing lanes in the roundabout. You know, 99% of the cars got it right. It's that 1% that wasn't yielding, that was changing lanes. And we came to the realization is maybe they don't know they're doing something wrong. So most information out there how to drive a roundabout is what you do. So this video actually has examples of what you shouldn't do as well to sort of give that perspective of, you know, you need to yield and why. You shouldn't change lanes and why. The other aspect is big trucks, trying to avoid big trucks because they go slower. We saw people that would overtake and try to pass trucks.
Actually try to pass cars in a roundabout.
Pass trucks in a roundabout. Because the trucks. So we see that's not good in any situation. But we haven't seen crashes or anything related to that. It's just a behavior we wanted people to be aware of.
It seems like we're seeing a lot more roundabouts popping up. I know obviously it's been very popular in Europe and other parts of the world, but we're seeing more of them here. Is that the case? Are there more roundabouts in the pipeline?
There are. Right now, the state's first roundabout, true roundabout, we've had, and there's a distinction between the traffic circles and the rotaries that we had and a modern roundabout. Our first modern roundabout is 10 years old. Today, there's 40 in the state, some built by the state, some built by local communities. Right now, there's 12 more that we know of that are planned.
Are these replacing existing intersections, or is this all new construction?
The latest one we know that's under construction is in Concord at Exit 16 at Chalmette Road and Mountain Road. That's been talked about for a number of years, and it's finally under construction. So we see a lot of the bigger communities putting in roundabouts, Concord, Nashua, Manchester, Keene. So roundabouts process a lot of traffic, a lot more efficiently than a signal, a lot more efficiently than other types of intersections. So,
do we see more roundabouts in New England, or is this a nationwide trend?
No, this is a nationwide trend. There's a lot of other states that are actually further ahead than we are promoting roundabouts. I'll give you an example is New York State. Their preferred intersection is a roundabout. So in New York, they will design a roundabout, and you have to prove to them a roundabout won't work before they would put in a signal. So you see a lot more roundabouts popping up in other states.
Bill Oldenburg is the Assistant Director of Project Development for the New Hampshire Department of Transportation, and thanks so much.
Thank you.